Okay, let's get into Shviyas Daf Nun Aleph, the last daf here in the sixth parak, parak Shalosh Haratzos, as we continue our march. And I said yesterday I would do it at the end of the shiur, but let's do it today. We're up to the fourth to last line on Nun Amud Beis, Tamon Taninon. But just one ha'ara on yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there is an isser of taking Shemen Sreifa and Peirush Shviyas to Chutz Laaretz. Right, what is Peirush Shviyas that we spoke about, the issue of exporting different days in the Rishonim, what the issue possibly would be with exporting, either because the beer won't be done properly and or the fruit won't be properly handled with in Chutz Laaretz. Not everybody knows the halachas. We spoke about that in terms of maybe when items are planted originally for exporting, that might be more of a kula. But the other issue I wanted to mention for a minute, Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa is truma that became tamei, and that also cannot be taken to Chutz Laaretz. The Mara Folda quoted because it is parallel to kachim, and just like kachim have to be burned bimkomo, so too the Shemen Sreifa also is not supposed to be taken out, right? That's the language of the Mara Folda. Umala asu bitruma l'sarfa dafka be'eretz Yisrael, to burn a dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Ki da'ashkechan b'kachim psulim, just like we find by kachim psulim shein esrafim imkoman, that they are burned in their place. There is an important Rashi regarding truma temeya. Truma temeya Rashi in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara there talks about, we know that one is allowed to perform ochel nefesh on Yantif. One is allowed to cook on Yantif and make fire on Yantif. And even shalom litzorach ochel nefesh. That's the principle of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra litzorach ochel nefesh, hutra shalom litzorach ochel nefesh. Since I'm allowed to do certain malachas for ochel nefesh, for food preparation and anything related, so too, even for non-food preparation. What the source for that is a good kasha. The Gemara never quotes a source for mitoch. The Rambam seems to only have it by two malachas. The Gemara seems to have it by other malachas. But either way, that's the halacha by Havara. But we assume that burning truma temeya on Yantif is not allowed. Right, even though you're allowed to cook, and let's say truma temeya we mentioned yesterday, you could get hanoas kilui, they could get hanoa from while it's burning, get some heat, but you're not allowed to do that on yantif. Why not? So Rashi says there in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin of a base, says Rashi, there is talking about chala shenitma. It's the same thing, chala shenitma and truma temeya, the same thing. The Mishnah says, don't touch it. Lo yazize mimkomam. That's the lashon of the Mishnah in Beitza Chav Zayin Mabeis. So the question is, why not? Why can't you burn it? Why a mevaren kachem temeya min olam biyantif? Afila de achilas behema. The kaimelan ain't surfing kachem biyantif. Quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. You're not allowed to burn kachem on yantif. V'lo tema dafka sreifa mishum da havar shlo litzarechi. The ain't malikim shem and sreifa biyontov havar litzarechi. The alakas der biyantif sarach achilo mutaras afilo hachi b'shem and sreifa lo. V'hu b'shem and shruma shenitmeis. Why? The gzeras hakasevhi she'ain kachem tumeim mizbarim biyantif. There's a pasuk that says kachim temeim or truma temeya cannot be destroyed on yantif or burned on yantif. We're not going to get into the other Rashi now about even giving it to your dog, but at least burning it. Derachmana achshive lahavarasan, because the Torah was machshiv that destruction. Dechsiv ba'esh yisareif hilkach milachahi. The Torah is machshiv. Rashi quotes the principle of achshive. Even though something might not inherently have a certain status, where the Torah gives it a certain chashivus, because the Torah labels this as a mitzvah, so that gives it importance, and you can't do that on yantif, because it's such an important burning. It's not, it loses just the, your own needs. Okay, you're gonna burn something for yourself. No, this is not. The Torah is machshiv this, and that's why you cannot burn truma temeya on yantif. Derachmana achshive lahavarasan. As the pasuk says, ba'esh yisareif. Which is by kachim, we extend that by truma, hilkach malachahi. Rashi uses the principle of achshave regarding the destruction of truma temeya. That is a principle that comes up in many different contexts in halacha, where something inherently is not chashuv, whether it's an act, whether it's an amount, but because I do something, I give it chashivas. That's a principle of achshave. One example that we know, half of Masechta Shabbos is all about the shiurim of Shabbos, of hotzah. How much is the malach of hotzah for wax and for wood and for everything? The mishnayos go through what the shiur is. So the first mishnah in Hamatznia, the 10th parak of Shabbos, parak Dafsadi in the Bavli, Hamatznia lezera. If somebody is a seed collector. I'm a seed collector, and then I carry a seed out on Shabbos. I do the malach of hotza'ah on a seed. So that's smaller than any shear in the books, smaller than a grogeris. So if somebody is a matzniya, and they carry out a seed, lezera uledugma lerefu avotzio b'Shabbos, chayiv b'kol shehu. Chayiv daraisa, if I carry a seed out. V'kol adam ein chayalav ela kishiuro. Everyone else in the world is only chayiv for the minimum shear that's normally used. But the matzniya, somebody's about tzviya it, he's chayiv even for a seed size. Why? Rashi, two words. Taha achshavei. Because he was machshavit. Somebody who's machshavit, you give this importance, and therefore it is going to be chayiv. Just another example, I've quoted this in the past, but not in this context. Rav Shechter writes in one of his svarim, right, we know on Hilchos Shabbos there are many dinim derabanan. Any dinim drabanan that we have in Hilchos Shabbos, we have malachas and sricha legufa and misasek and shinui and grama and enam eskayim. All these are isurid drabanan on Shabbos, and we can understand them all by saying the rabbanan added on malachas and sricha legufa. I do a malacha for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. So the rabbanan say, okay, you know what? Really, it's not chayav daraisa, but we're going to be mosif. We're going to say this is chayav drabanan. Okay, we can understand that. Shinui. I'm only also to write with my right hand, but I can't even write with my left hand. Because the rabbanan added on. Okay, you can understand that. It doesn't go against our senses. But what about mekalkel? Mekalkel means doing an act in a destructive way. That's also asur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. And the question is, how is that asur d'rabbanan? Right? That's not just like adding on an extra case. Doesn't that go against the entire essence of Malecha Shabbos? Malecha Shabbos is all about Malecha's Tikkun. It's about constructive productivity. Mekalkel. Mekalkel is against the whole essence of what you're trying to do in Malecha Shabbos. So how could that be also the Rabbanan? Right? So it's like, there are other examples of this, but that's like anti. The Rabbanan could add on another area or din, but to say that Mekalkel would be usher, that bothers us. That bothers more than any of the other Isurids Rabbanan. So why should Mekalkel be usher at all? So the answer might be Achshavei. Meaning if I'm doing it, I'm obviously doing it for a reason. Right? Objectively, maybe people would call this destructive manner, but I'm doing it for a reason. If I'm doing it for a reason, there's mixas tikkun. There's a little bit of tikkun. I'm machshiv this act. For whatever reason I'm doing it, even though nobody would know that it's constructive, but I'm not doing it for nothing. So that's another example. Maybe that's why you'd be chayv. At least you're a bana because of achshavei. Because, you know, you're doing it for a certain reason. Or one final other case that just popped in to the head. One final, and then we'll get back to our daf. There's a chacham tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, he didn't have all the Rishonim. We have the Rishonim that he didn't have. We have a Maharam Chalava and Psachim, and we have others. But the Chacham Tzvi discusses, we know this, the Chatzis Yir is also Min HaTorah. By the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, we pass eating half a kezayis of pig and half a kezayis of any other Ma'acholos Asuros. What about Chatzis Shir of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzei? Right? If I have a half a kezayis of Chametz in my house, is that Asur Daraisa, Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah? So you might say yes, you might say no. Why would you say yes? Because Chatzis Shir applies to all Isurim. You might say no, maybe it only applies to Isuri Achila. That's what some say. But the Chacham Tzvi says, no, doesn't apply. And he makes up a reason that doesn't seem to be in the Gemara. It seems to be an added reason. The Gemara has reasons for Chatzis Shir, Chazilas Sarufe and Kol Chelev. But the Chacham Tzvi says, you know why Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? Achshavei. If you're eating a half a kezayis of pig, then obviously you want a half a kezayis of pig. You actively are doing something to show that this is meaningful for you, and that's why it's us, or even a half a kezayis. But by Rabbi Matzah, you didn't do anything. You just happened to have it in your house, so you didn't get rid of it. So if you didn't do anything, so then the whole Chatzis Shir doesn't start. Because Chatzis Shir is based on the principle of Achshavei, he says, and if you didn't do anything, so then it is not going to hurt you in terms of that. Which is a chiddush, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about Achshavei by Chatzis Shir. But these are a number of examples: Rashi and Beis Chav Zayin, Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tzadi, and Mekalkel, and at Chatzis Shir. Okay. So let's continue now. Taman Tanina. So we are four lines from the bottom on Nun Amid Beis. The Mishnah says in Nedarim. Min Hayarech. If somebody makes a neder, the middle prakam of Nedarim are all about different languages that I said and what's included in my neder. If somebody says I am making neder from vegetables, I'm never going to get any hana from a yarech. Mutter biyarkas asada shushem lavai. I'm allowed to get hana from wild vegetables that grow on their own because that's not yarech. And remember the rule. By Nedarim, you always go by Lashon B'nei Adam. What we think people would mean. So if people says, I don't eat vegetables, wild vegetables, they don't have that in mind. Because those are called wild vegetables. Those aren't called vegetables. So it's a shame Levi. It has an accompanying name. V'tani Allah, and we had learned a brisa about that Mishnah. Hanodim and Eric B'Shvias, but during Shemitah, if you make the nether during Shemitah, Asar Apayarko Sadeh. Then even the wild vegetables are going to be Asar. Why? Because that's the only thing to eat during Shemitah. Right, all the other vegetables are included in Svichen. A lot of them are asur to eat anyway. Wild vegetables, for reasons that the Rishonim talk about, are not included in Svichen. Maybe they're not normally planted, so they just grow on the wild. The Rabbanan Warren goes there, except by vegetables that we have the chashash of somebody planted. So during Shemitah, so then we assume that your neder include all vegetables that you can eat, which includes Yarkos Asada. But says the Gemara, but based on what we learned yesterday, the application of the halacha changed. Tani, Rabbi Krispa, b'shem Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, v'yomar, taima hada detemar, achelu heiter Rabbi lavi yarek bechus laretz laretz. That's only, this halacha ben Adarim is only before Rabbi, as we saw yesterday, before Rabbi allowed the vegetables in. From Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael, before he allowed the vegetables in, so then the only vegetables that were around that people ate were the wild vegetables, the wild Yarkos Asada. Aval Mishahita Rebbe Lava Yarak Bechutz Laaretz Laaretz. But once Rebbe allowed in, so then there were plenty of regular Yarkos in Eretz Yisrael, so then we can assume that when you made a neder, you only include regular Yarkos. Hishviyas Hishar Shnei Shnei Shavua. So then, there won't be any difference between Hilchos Adarim, between Shvius and the rest of the years, because there's plenty of vegetables. That must be what you meant, right? The third line in the Marafolda. Af b'Shvius mutter b'yerek sada, shulo niskavin rak l'stam yerek. Right, and that's what he had in mind, stam yerakos. V'gam shchiachu stam yerek. It is also common, haba mechutz laretz, acher shehitiru Rebbe. Once Rebbe matered it, so therefore it's going to be mutter. So that's one. Again, the halacha didn't change. It's just the halacha is based on Lashon B'nei Adam. So we assume what Lashon B'nei Adam means, depending on what vegetables are around. So the mitzvah changed. But the halacha is still the yisod of what the umdana, what people mean. And because the mitzvah changed, that's why the application of the halacha changed in this context. That's one case. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, there are two types of ulshin. Ulshin are endives. Endives. Right, two types of ulshin. The Marafolda here quotes what we had in Meseches Kilayim. Certain types of endive, some are more edible than others. But during Shemitah, there weren't too many of the better endives available. So if you make a neder from endives, it depends what year you're making it. So ulshin, chashuvos, or not during, not Nedarim, but a different halachic nafkamina. Olshin chashuvos in latami tumas ochlin b'shviyis. During Shemitah, when there aren't so many of the better endives, the better olshin, so then all olshin, all endives are chashuv to be matami tumas ochlin. Because everybody eats them during Shemitah, because there's not much else to eat. And everybody wants those endives, right? So therefore, even the inferior type of endives would have Tumas Ochlin. Hada the Tamar again, that's only actually Hita Rebbe until Rebbe matired bringing the endives from Chutz Laaretz. Ava Mishahita Rebbe, Hishvias Hishar Shnei Shavua. But once Rebbe matired, so then no, it's the same thing, and the inferior endives would not have Tumas Ochlin because those aren't usually normally eaten. Right? That's what the Marafolda says. You look what he says. Ubishar Shanim, Deshkiach Ul Shegina, during all the regular years where there are plenty of olshe gina, there are garden endives, so then the wild endives aren't considered ochel, because they're not eaten. Vein metamen tumas ochlin. They don't metame, right? They're not makabal tuma. Avol b'shviyas de lo shchiach olshe gina el olshe sada chashivi ochel metamen tumas ochlin. Right? So that again, the same thing. It depends on the vegetable. And we're not going to get back to the leek. because that leek already wore its sak ve'efer yesterday, and Rebbe helped out and matred it, and it did tshuva, and avelus, and all good with the leeks. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now we're back to commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah quoted a machlokas about Surya, whether the, let's read it, the Mishnah said that you can't export Perishvias to Chutz La'aretz, and Rebbe said you could take it out to Surya. You could take it to Surya, because Rebbe held, if you remember, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And then we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you could bring Truma, from Chutz La'aretz, the Truma is the Drabanan. Whether you can bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and Rebbe says, Beferish, I hear you can bring it from Syria, but you can't bring it from other lands. Good. So, Havin Boin Meimar says the question how to read this, but we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kadievsky's reading. Havin Meimar Lo Pligin. We originally thought that maybe Rebbe is not arguing on the Tanakama. Maybe he's explaining the Tanakama. The Tanakhama said a halacha about Chutz La'aretz, and Rebbe's saying, but Surya is different. But he's not arguing. The Tanakhama also meant that. Look at the Mara, the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Habibon meimar lo pligi, Rebbe to Amar b'masdisan. Shamati shemotzi and shemen sreifa le Surya. I heard that you could take out shemen sreifa to Surya, or the Perishvias, but he says the shemen sreifa, lo palaka Tanakhama. But the Frushi Tanakhama asa. So first we think that taking out Shemen Sreifa, or Perishvias to Chutz La'aretz, the Rebbe was saying, that only means real Chutz La'aretz, but not Surya, and that's what the Rabbanan, that's what the Tanakhama also means. There's no machlokas here. But Ashgach Tani, but we found the Brisa, that clearly neither of the opinions in the Brisa say like the Tanakhama, so therefore it must be that there is a machlokas here. So Ashgach Tana, Rebbe Yehuda, we found a Brisa, Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ad Keziv. You're allowed to take the Peros all the way to Kiziv. Kiziv, if you remember, was the northern border of Olei Bavel, when they came back for Kedusha Shnia. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Amana. Rabbi Shimon says Amana, which was the border of the Olei Mitzrayim, the original border that they didn't reconquer. So for a certain Dinan Drabanan, that still has the status of Eretz Yisrael. But you see there that there's a machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Within the Tanakhama, Surya is even farther north. Surya is even farther north. So one second. Surya is even farther north. So Rebbe says you could take it all the way to Surya. So the Tanakhama, these Shitas are saying even less than that. So they must be within the Shita of the Tanakhama, not Rebbe. That's why it must be that in the Mishnah there's a Machlokas. Again, because in the Mishnah, Rebbe, the Tanakhama says you can't take it to Chutz La'aretz. Rebbe says you can even take it to Surya, which is much farther. And now in the Brisa you have two opinions that says you can't take it as far as Surya. So they must be within the Tanakhama Shita, meaning what the border is. So it must be that there is a Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rebbe and the Rabbana. Good. Okay, we could get back to, again, but we've spoken about that, about the Kedusha Rishona, Kibush, the first Kibush, the second Kibush, but well, we'll leave that for now. Tani. Peros, new halacha that the Mishnah didn't talk about, but maybe the Mishnah assumed. Maybe this was behind the Mishnah, as we mentioned earlier. Tani. The Brisa says, Peros, Haaretz, Sheyatsu, Chutz La'aretz. What happens if you brought Shemitah fruit to Chutz La'aretz? Maybe you aren't supposed to, as the Mishnah said. Right? You exported, you aren't supposed to. But the halacha is now, so now what do you do? Now the time for beer comes. Do you have to bring it back? Do you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael? Mizbaran bimkoman div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you could do beer where it is. Where it is in Chutz La'aretz, you could just do beer there. And again, this is about Bidi Eved. Right, the Brisa might not be assuming that you're allowed to bring it, but it's if you did it. If you brought the Shemitah fruit out and now it's the time for Biur, do you have to bring it back in? So Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't have to bring it back in. Rabbi Shimon, Elazar Omer, Mivian La'aretz, yes, you gotta bring it back. Umiva'aron and be Mivarit there in Eretz Yisrael. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ba'artzacha, Oder Emes, Tiekol Tuasalechol. In your land, it should be to eat and ultimately to do biur. And again, whatever the biur meant, according to the Ramban, Hefker, according to the Rambam, if you remember, to burn it. Amar of Yaakov Bar Acha, Hori Rev Imi, Kohen Tanya Kamaya Lakula. Rev Yaakov Bar Acha says that Rev Imi Paskin Lakula, that you could burn it I'm sorry, you could be mevayaret, whatever that means, wherever it is in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rav Hila, ubilvad shelo yavir mimakom lamakom. As long as you don't bring it, once it's in one place in Chutz La'aretz even, and the time for beer comes, you just gotta destroy it, you gotta be mevayaret there. I mean, mevayaret there, don't move it from place to place. So it's interesting, the mitzvah beer, as we've spoken already, I just alluded to it, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What exactly is the mitzvah of beer? Mitzvah of beer. But even before that, it's an interesting, what's the shiur of beer? Once the food is no longer ready no longer available to the animals in the field, that's the shiur, so then I have to get rid of it for my house. Isn't that an unusual type of measurement? What do the animals have to do with me? Right, that's an unusual. You could say if the poor can't get it anymore, right? But the halacha is, since when does an animal consumption affect human chiyuvim? Right, are we really worried about the chaya having enough to eat? Right, so what exactly is that? So maybe it's a siman and not a siba. Right, that's not the machayef. Oh, because the chayas have nothing more to eat, so therefore you have to do something. No, when the chayas have nothing more to eat, so then that reflects something. That reflects something. Reb Blumenzweig in his Sefer on Shemitah, he discusses that maybe the point is that in Shvius, remember you can't act like a balabas. That's the point. In Shvius, I'm not the owner, not kochi bosam yadi, right? I have to make sure that, you know, I'm equal to everybody else. The aniyim could just come onto my property and take the fruit. All the fruit is hefker. So maybe the point is, even during Shemitah, you can't have a regular meal. You could snack. You could eat a rye. Even when you take it into your house, the amount that you're allowed to take in, that's called snacking, because after all, you could have eaten it outside. There's plenty to eat outside too. You decided to bring it into your house, but it's still called snacking, as long as there's left in the field. But once there is no longer any food left in the field, then what you have in your house, you're a balabas. Right now, you are in control, and that's why that's it. You gotta get rid of it. You gotta get it out. Because the point of eating perishvias is that you could eat it in a way that doesn't show you are the owner. But the second that you are eating would be reflective of you are the owner, meaning there's no more left outside, it's just what I have inside, then you got to put it outside. Then you got to put it outside. That's his suggestion, number one. The other point to mention, and this is, again, fascinating, according to the Rambam Shita is, as we know, that what's biur, you need to burn it. You need to destroy it at the time of beer. So we pass like the Ramban. But what's the svar for the Rambam? What's the svar for the Rambam? Up until now, there's a mitzvah to eat it. And all of a sudden now, you have to destroy it. You have to burn it. Right? So what exactly is the message there? So Rev. Rimon writes in his Sefer on Shemitah that maybe the point isn't to burn it per se. Because if you look at the last Mishnah in Tumura, where the Mishnah lists off all the things that you have to burn. Right, this is not on the list. It's one of the Ramban's rayas. This is not on the list of the Nisrafin. So how can you say, Rambam, that you have to burn it? This is not on the list of the Nisrafin. So Rav Rimon says, maybe the point is that if you know that you'll have to burn it, and there's a deadline, then memela, you'll make sure that you eat it and that you share it beforehand, then you'll spread it around. Right, if you know that I'll give you mafkar, then I'll eat it next week, then you won't be so, you know, focused. But if I know that there's a deadline, and after this deadline, it's done, it has to be burned, I'm gonna call my friends, I'm gonna make sure that it's taken care of. What does this remind us of? The Netziv. The Netziv in Parashas Tzav, where the Netziv says, by a carbon toda, you have the shortest amount of time as a shlamim. Usually a carbon shlamim, you have day, night, day. I bring the carbon on Tuesday, night, Wednesday. I can eat it the whole Wednesday also. Day, night, day. Carbon toda is a unique type of shlamim, right? You only have day, night. That's it, by the night. You have to finish it by the night. Such a short time. And not only that, I have 40 loaves. 40 loaves. Four of them I give to the Kohen, right? One out of four. I give 4 out of 40 to the Kohen. But the other 36 I have to eat myself. That's a lot of breads. It's a lot of bread. What do I do? I have to finish it by tonight. So the Netziv says, that's why you call your friends and you spread it around. And the point of a carbon toda, that's a suda, they have to be publicized. That's what you have to do. And that's what Chazal want you to do. And he says it's based on a pasuk that we say in Hallel, that there's a private hodah that's needed, and then the public hodah that's needed. Again, it's in Parsha Sav, where he discusses that. Not for now, but if we have time, we'll read it. But that's the nitziv in the va'ayin. The taklus told the shemal aneisu k'dil saper chaste Hashem shegamal alav, and that's why. Look, he talks about Zachaz Vasavach Toda, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. Nadar al Dayashalim, Negdan al Chalamo. He talks about the two different chiyuvim in Hallel, the private and the public. But that's why the halacha demands that you do it in this way. It forces you in order to be able to share it. So that's the Rev Rimon. That's why the Rambam says, that's why the message is to burn it so that it encourages you to eat it in the proper time. Another idea could be, it's like Nosar. Rav Blum was like, also discuss this. It's like a leftover carbon, right? Just like Shemitah carbon is Nosar, you have to burn it. Hashem is the Bailim. He gives you a certain amount of time to eat it, and once it's up, you're done, right? Just like a carbon. You have a certain amount of time to eat a carbon, and afterwards it's Nosar. So maybe Shemitah has a parallel to Nosar. And there are other svaris given also, lost potential, but let's continue. Let's continue now. But again, that's an important machlokas to discuss, the svara and the hashkafic messages about the Ramban, and the Rambam in their mitzvahs of beer. Okay, here we go. Ei mevi in truma v'chulu. So this is about the last line of the Mishnah, that you can't bring truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we mentioned. And the Tanakama mashma, even from Syria to Eretz Yisrael. So Tama Taninim, we learned in the Mishnah in Syria, I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Chala, Ariston, Hevi Bikurav, Me Ispamya. The Rasiolio changes this to Ispamya is usually Spain. And Spain is not in Syria. And we're talking about a city in Syria. So he changes the girsa to Me Apamya. So Hevi Bikurav Me Apamya Vikibli Menu. Ariston brought Bikurim from Syria, from a city in Syria, and they accepted it. So even Bikurim could be brought from Syria. V'yavi Truma, so surely Truma. Surely Truma should be able. Truma is not as chamur as Bikurim. So Truma should also be able to be brought from Syria. So why would the Tanakama not allow it? So Amar Rav Oshia, no. There's a difference. Bikurim, achrayis bailim. Bikurim are under the responsibility and achrayis of the owner, meaning until these Bikurim get to the base of Migdash, the owner's responsible. He's got to bring it all the way to the base of Migdash to the Kohanim. So there's no chash of a Kohen going to Chutz La'aretz to get these Bikurim, because it's the owner that's responsible to bring it to the base of Migdash. Truma ain't achrayis bailim. Truma is not achrayis bailim. I'm mafresh the Truma. Then it's all, any Kohen could get it. So we're nervous, im Amar, Atkein, if you say that you could bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz, even from Syria, to Eretz Yisrael, Afimarat v'nachre elusham. The Kohanim are going to run after them to go out to Chutz La'aretz, and we don't want the Kohanim to go on out. So that's why we say, the Truma in Chutz La'aretz stays there. Stays there, it's not going, we don't want any Kohanim going out to try to get it, and we don't assume that they're going to go out to make themselves tummy in that way, unless it's to get the Truma to bring it back, but here it's not going to be brought back. The Mishnah is in Bikurim. The Gemara here assumes that there's a Kal v'chomer, that Bikurim is more chomer. But there's a beautiful Mishnayis in the second parak of Bikurim that compare the chomers of Truma, Bikurim, and Maaser Sheni. This one has this chomer, that one has that chomer. The Gemara assumes that Bikurim is more chomer. So Bikurim definitely has more chomers that Truma does not have. But the Gemara, the Mishnayis there discuss that it goes in all the directions. Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have something that Truma doesn't have. Right, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and Vidui, and Aser to an Onain, and Chayeb Bebiur, V'Aser Bekolshein, V'Chulu. And then the Mishnah says, Yesh B'Truma U'B'Maiser Meshein B'Bikurim. Truma has some Chumers that Bikurim don't have. Right, it Asers the Goren, meaning it creates Tevel, V'Yesh Lem Shiur, there's a minimum Shiur, V'Noagin B'Chol HaPeiros, B'Fnei Bayis V'Shol B'Fnei Bayis, right, Bikurim is only by the Shivas Aminim. And then, Yesh Bikurim HaShekei B'Truma V'Maiser, but there are Chumers by Bikurim. Bikurim Nikne B'Mechub L'Karka, V'Osa Adam Kol Sadeo Bikurim. He can make his whole field Bikurim, v'chayi b'achriyusam, that's what our Mishnah, the Gemara was just talking about, v'chayi b'achriyusam, so you bring it to the base of Mikdash, utunin karban, v'shir, v'tznufa, v'lina. Those are all base of Mikdash halachas that apply to Bikurim and not to Truma. So again, there's chumras by all of them, but our Mishnah was assuming in a certain sense that Bikurim is Barachomer, that's why we try to make a kavachomer to Truma, and the Gemara gave the difference that it doesn't apply. So Adra Lakshala Sharasos, that finishes the parak mostly about the different borders. And now, Rabosai, we get into Peros Shvius. We spent a couple of prakim regarding Avodas HaKarka. That was the first couple of prakim. Then we spoke about other issues about along the way. We spoke about the borders, and now we get into Kedusha Shvias, Peir Shvias. Well, we know Lachem, they're for you to eat. Lachem lo v'lo la'achlo v'lo la'hefsid, la'achlo v'lo l'schora. We had a couple of drushes already that you're allowed to get benefit from them, and you have to get benefit from them, and hopefully not destroy them and not treat them in an inappropriate way. So we had already a little bit of discussion of this. We spoke about trees a little bit. The Eitzim have Kedusha. We mentioned the Mishnah in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem in the Bavli, where the Gemara says there that the type of Hanoah that you're allowed to get from the Peir Shvias is only Hanoah that you enjoy as it's being consumed. Right? When I eat a fruit, so as I'm consuming it, I'm getting the benefit of it. So that's why wood, the Gemara says, you get the Hanoah after it's destroyed. So maybe that's doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Right? That's one day. That day is not quoted in the Yerushalmi. That's Svara of Hanasan Uran. There is another day I've quoted there, but this is quoted on tomorrow's daf, as we'll see, we'll discuss it. And that is Shava L'chol Nefesh. It has to be a type of Hanoah that everybody could enjoy. Kind of like Yontif. The Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So we'll have to get to some of these definitions by the Shem in the coming days. But let's just start the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amar Mishvias. The Klal Gadol by Shemitah. We'll start. Maybe we'll start tomorrow with the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about all the times it says Klal Gadol. So Kol Shu Machal Adam Machal Behemu Min and Tzovim. Anything that is people food, animal food, or a dye. Min and Tzovim. All these three things that all has Kedusha Shvias, Ve'enem Eskayim Ba'aretz, and it's not going to stay forever. Why is that principle important? Because there is Biur. If something stays forever, for years and years, there's no Biur. Ve'enem Eskayim Ba'aretz, Yesh Lo Shvias, V'Odama Shvias. So all these items have Kedusha Shvias, and even if you try to switch these items onto money, the money gets Kedusha. Yesh Lo Biur, L'Odama Biur. And it has, you have a time where you have to get rid of it. As we spoke about, uladama beer, and even if you change the status onto money, that also needs to be gotten rid of. What are some examples? Veza ze. So obviously, regular edible fruit it applies to. But we're saying even ze ale haduf haluf hashote, the leaf of the wild luf, va ale harnadana, haulshin, hakreshin, these endives and leeks, vaharagila, venetzachalav, all of those are foods that are edible to people. Umachal behema, hachochem vadar darim. Certain types of softer edible thorns. If they're edible for animals, then they have Kedusha Shvias. Umimenat sovim, what about the coloring? Sviche, istis, vakotza. All of those, yeshlan shvias, vladimehen shvias, yeshlan beer, vladimehen beer. That is the first category that we will talk about regarding Kedusha Shvias and beer. The Shem will continue next time here in the seventh parak of Masechta Shvias as we continue in the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.